Oh, okay, great. Can everybody hear me? Okay, I'm muted now. Hi, my name's Gail and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, my sobriety date is May 13th, 1978. So I don't need to tell you that Mother's Day weekend is an important date for me. I came in on Mother's Day weekend. And I reflect on that because you think of what a great gift God has given us to give all mothers this day, on that day, that mothers get returned to their children and children get returned to their mothers because of something that happened back in 1935 in my hometown. I got sober in Akron, Ohio. Before I do want to get into the history, but before I do, I had trouble getting on this call for some reason. But I did hear a good portion of it, and I really want to put a thanks to Ashley. I wish I could have heard all of it. It was some of the best concepts. I give talks on the concepts and traditions, and I was blown away by your language of the heart. Those three legs of the triangle will save Alcoholics Anonymous. 12 steps will not. We need the groups to stay healthy. We need to stay healthy. And you lifted my heart. I would like to hear more from you because leadership with women in Alcoholics Anonymous could be stronger if we understood all three legs of the triangle. We might step up and speak up a little longer and a little stronger. So thank you, thank you, thank you for what you gave today. It is truly wisdom at a wisdom conference. And whenever you put a lot of beautiful women's souls together, you get wisdom, you get nurturing, and you get a spirit that I call mother. Even through Zoom, I feel you guys. I know a couple of you in the rooms, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers there. I was asked to do this commercial because you have a 15-minute break. And so I thought, why not hit rewind and go back in time, ladies? Why not go back to what was it like when the first woman came into Alcoholics Anonymous? Can you imagine that? There was a day there wasn't rooms full of women. In fact, there was no women. I've done a lot of work on the history of this, and there was a good old boy network. It started out with men, as you know, and they were really afraid of women. It was a very fragile organization in the early days, and a few women managed to stumble in, but they didn't stick around. Florence Rankin was one of the first ones. She didn't last very long. Marty came in 39, but she also slipped. There had been the first 13 step call. I bet you girls don't know about the first 13 step that I'll throw in here. It took place in Dr. Bob's office. There was a gal there by the name of Lil, and she and a former mayor were doing the wild thing on Dr. Bob's operating table. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? And so they sent somebody up to fetch him, and in fact, it was the fourth guy in, and she didn't want to go. So she grabbed a handful of pills, and she ended up swallowing them and trying to jump out the window. And they grabbed her, and they had to take her back to Dr. Bob's house, where they had to call her family, and it was very embarrassing. And that set us back, really set us back. But in 1939, a doctor had been working with a woman by the name of Sylvia Kay, and he had heard about the Big Book. Now, the Big Book comes out in April, so it hadn't been out very long in 39 when the doctor orders the book. And I keep looking to the side because that's where the roll of pictures is. It's like, I feel like I'm on Hollywood Squares right now or something. So anyway, okay, so the doctor, he was all excited about this book, and he gave it to Sylvia, who he had been trying everything he possibly could with. And then he connected her, if there's any gals on the call from Chicago, to your guy, Earl Treat, who had come in earlier and had been 12-stepped in Akron by Dr. Bob and sent back to start AA in Chicago. And Earl sent her to Akron. And I have to tell you something about Sylvia. If you can imagine this, the first woman to enter here in Akron, she was beautiful. And she was rich, which really helped, and extremely good looking. And so she comes to Akron, and Dr. Bob says, we're not going to work with women. We've never worked with women, and we're not going to start now. We're not going to work with women. So what did they do back then? Well, just so you know, women were a big part of AA, even the non-alcoholic women. And at this time, Dorothy was married to Clarence. And so they sent her up to Dorothy, who they worked with her for 2 weeks. And of course, the men also were the ones to talk to her. But then she got so excited about Akron and Dr. Bob, she wanted to stay in Akron. So, oh no, we can't have that. We can't have this good looking, rich, divorced woman staying in Akron. This will upset the whole apple cart. So they talked her back into going to Chicago and helping Earl start AA in Chicago. And so Sylvia did that. And she really, girls, would be the first one probably that had any long-lasting sobriety. A lot of times we thought it was Marty, but Marty slipped and slid for a while. And then actually her sobriety broke again in the 60s. And so that pretty much put Sylvia, I believe her date's September of 39, as the first woman that actually had some long-term sobriety. There had been sporadic ones before, but hers was long-term. And her story ends up in our big book. It's Keys to the Kingdom. And I've always really, really, really liked her because her sobriety didn't break, you know? She carried the flag. And in fact, she later will go to, I have to tell you something else. She had a non-alcoholic secretary and her name was Grace. Grace Cultus, because she's non-alcoholic, I can use her name. She started the first AA intergroup office in Chicago. That's the first one started by this Grace. So when I talk about women, sometimes you see women start to sit up a little stronger, especially the new girls, because we hear so much about the men. And it would have been very difficult for women to come in back then and stay. So our hats need to be off to these longtime girls who stayed and left the doors open for us. So very important. So what happens to Sylvia? Well, she later marries some doctor from Sarasota, Florida. I do know that she dies with 35 years of sobriety. She writes an article in the Grapevine in 1969. It's called Don't Take Our Word for It. So she does write a follow-up article, including the Four Absolutes and her early recovery and what it's meant for her. And then I haven't really gotten too much history beyond that on her to know more history of what she and her husband did in Sarasota. He was also what she says is an alkie. So I think it's, you know, when I first started doing history work on women, we never knew anything about women. And I came in 78 and nobody seemed to care about the history of women. We had a picture of a woman on the wall in the Akron Intergroup office, Ethel M. And I was told she was the first woman. She gets sober in 1941, but they put an adjective in there. She was the first woman with continuous sobriety. So you really have to watch the adjectives as to how they look at this. When did the sobriety break? She's the first woman who got sober and never slipped. Actually, Sylvia will slip on the train. They all traveled by train back in the day. She will slip on the train. And it was Dr. Bob's daughter that told me this, because alcoholism for women was very closeted. So much stigma on women. We were considered like nymphomaniacs back then. A lot of stigma. Women wouldn't want to come out of the closet. I see you laughing, Cynthia. there was just, you know, boys will be boys, but, you know, women couldn't feel that way about their drinking. So they were closeted. And Sylvia, there used to be like a sugar sweetener pill called saccharin back in the 30s. And she would pretend like she was taking saccharin, but her legs would get real rubbery, so they don't think it was saccharin. They think it might have been some little pill she was taking. So,
hey, Gail.
Yeah.
Hey, I just have to interrupt you just for like a second. We just need to do a video and sound check on Mary to make sure she's ready to go.
Sure.
Okay. Mary, can you hear me? Mary M., are you there?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, let me find you on here so I can see your video. Can you just start like talking to me and telling me like what you had for breakfast? Oh, I see your video. Okay.
Yogurt with lots of berries.
Awesome. What kind of berries?
Do you see me?
Yeah, I can see you.
Okay, great. Mary, you're a little choppy. Do you have a spot in the house that has better Wi-Fi, or is there anything else running in the house that might be affecting your Wi-Fi?
Let me turn off my phone because I do lots of Zoom teaching on this. And so,
okay. So normally it works.
Aris, see if that works better.
Okay.
She sounds fine for me.
Does she? Okay. You're looking. Talk for a second, Mary.
Okay, yeah. I can also move into my office, but I teach all my classes on this and it doesn't seem to be a problem. But if you want me to move, I'm happy to.
So it's not breaking up for anybody else? It's just me that's seeing her break up?
Yeah, I think so, Arisa, because she's been fluid for me.
Debbie from Emma Audio said she's fine.
Yeah, okay. She sounds good to me.
That's all we need. Gail, please continue. Thank you for, okay. Sorry about that. Right ahead.
Well, don't be sorry. No, don't be sorry. I was getting ready to just conclude with, I think it's really good for us to learn our history of women so that we can appreciate those women that stayed, those beautiful histories that we have. And so I just really want to thank you girls for letting me be a part of your weekend. And again, thank you to Ashley. Hello to Mary. I'm looking forward to hearing you, Mary. Nice to see you. And thanks for all your work to keep carrying the message through Zoom. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you, Gail. Thank you so much.